everybody, Matt Medley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is October 26, 2022, and this is the place you can get all the steaming hot out of the oven takes in 20 minutes or less, or your pap is free. Pap, get me a pap. So thanks for tuning in. There is plenty to talk about, or is there? Question mark. We will see. Packers lose third straight. Of course, you know that. But we begin with the Bucks. Let's start with the winners. Winners that get chicken dinners. The Milwaukee Bucks are 2-0. Favorites to win. As we've been saying, I mean, they're going to be up there. They're going to win a lot of games. And they're a lot of fun to watch. Because they're a great team, and it's one of the best basketball players ever. So right out of the gates, the Bucks destroy Philly. Well, they won. They won on the road. They did destroy them. Two-point win. They grinded it out. I always say it. I think Giannis really hates Embiid. There really is no reason. It's just Giannis forms hatred in his mind. It's, I guess, what a lot of the greats do. But they own Philly. They play Philly well, and they get the win there. And then, of course, the 2-0, they beat up on the lowly Houston Rockets as well. So up next, okay. I'll talk about a couple things that I do like about the season so far, but here is the schedule. So it is Wednesday, as I announced at the top, Wednesday, October 26th. The Bucks play tonight against the Nets. Good early season, you know, test for them. That'll be fun. And then by the time I speak to y'all again next Wednesday, these are the games. Knicks, Hawks, Pistons twice. What's happening? So there are going to be one, two, three, four. There's going to be five games in a week. And it's early in the season. Why does the NBA do this? This is so dumb. We don't. I guess I am obviously a huge Bucks fan, huge Giannis fan, so I'm paying attention. I'm in. This is really important for my team that I like. But come on, we're all paying attention to football. Why are there so many basketball games right now? What the fuck? 5-7, and they're like, oh, players are getting injured and sitting out fucking games. Well, maybe because you have 5-7 days in October. It hasn't even been 2 weeks since the preseason. What the fuck? Maybe that's why these guys are getting injured so much. Like, NBA needs to chill. I know they always talk retracting of games, and that's a fucking great idea, but I still think they should make it a year-round sport like soccer does, and that's the answer. But there you go. So Bucks have fucking five games, and I don't know which games Giannis will play in this one. I'll get to the Middleton injury. Why not right now? What a seamless transition by me into the Middleton stuff. Middleton's out, has the surgery on the wrist. I'm not worried about it. Again, this is a game of injuries as well. It's the marathon, not the sprint. So as long as it's not, and I'll get to Brooke right after this, it's not a Brooke Lopez situation where Middleton is out in January and we're going, what the fuck? or put a week's worth of games towards the end of the season. Isn't that the I don't know. Whatever. It's so weird. So jumping around. But I'm not worried about the Middleton thing. He will be back. He will be ready to go. And, you know, it's a long season. He's going to be back. They're already saying it's going to be relatively soon. I don't think it's a Brook Lopez. So let's go to Brook. I'm so happy he's in there because remember, Bucky fans, last year at this time, we didn't have Brook till the very end in March. So in my mind, he hasn't really come back. He played a couple weeks and he was rusty in those playoff games. And so to have him in the lineup starting, love it. Good to see Brook back in there, making an impact, fully healthy. and ready to go. Middleton will come back and will be in better form. It was a broken team last season. As I'm saying, a lot of injuries, no Brook, and then Chris in the playoffs. So it'll take a little time, but they will be full strength in December, I'd imagine. Which, again, they should be having less games, but whatever. So let's go into... This is who I'm going to spotlight so far. It's off to a slow start, but I'm going to give him the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, which I haven't given out because I've been so pissed at the Packers, mostly. So Javon Carter is my guy here, okay? He's only had a couple points. He's had a lot of minutes too, like 20, hovering around 20 per game. Okay, okay, that's okay. 27, so he's a veteran now. So I want to see him step up. I want to see him do veteran-y things, and I'm expecting him to be, you know, a spell for Jrue Holiday. I expect him to be in there quite a bit. We're going to follow him, or this is my theory. Or they trade him, and he's in some sort of trade thing. There's nobody else to spotlight, you know, or watch or see if they improve. If Javon Carter's having a good season, you know the back half is doing well. But, Portis, you know, he's already, people like him. There's no spotlight there. It is 27-year-old Javon Carter. Jordan Nwora may not last the season. We'll see. We'll see. He's gotten some chances. I don't see it. But that's really the only other guy to spotlight. So there you go, Javon Carter. Congratulations. And he's going to get minutes. He's gotten minutes these past two games. So we'll see. I'd like to see him, you know, again, 27. That's typically when you really hit your stride in things in basketball. So congratulations to you. And that is going to be a wrap on the Bucks. Like I said, a lot of games within the next week. If you can check them out, but definitely tonight against the Nets, if you're listening to this, if I immediately put this up and you listen to this. So, fucking Packers. They're not doing well, and the people who I trust in the media or who I listen to, smart NFL people, in my opinion, they called this in game like 4 when the Packers were doing well. They were calling this like, no. This isn't sustainable. This isn't good. And listen, rather than to go down the card, because I'm going to say the same shit as last week. Top to bottom, they failed. It's a failure of the team. Name one thing that did well except for Aaron Jones. Okay, so they have a slightly above average running game, even though other than the pass, he didn't really have anything explosive. It was mostly in the passing game. I mean, again, it's just a weird team. What do they do well? Throwing it short to Aaron Jones and having him do something awesome? Great, right? There's nothing here. So, special teams fucked up again and was the difference in the game. If Washington doesn't have that field goal, it completely flips it. Packers are able to sit on the ball more, get the lead, keep it. I mean, they have the lead. You'd assume they have the lead. They have these two good running backs. Dylan is not doing well. Offensive line is not doing well. Aaron is playing the worst he has. And the defense can't stop the run or apparently the pass. And the special teams are fucking up. So it's the whole team. So folks, let's do... I can't remember if I went through the games last week, but let's just quickly go through the next month for the Packers, which are mostly losses, because this Sunday is going to be a slaughtering. The Bills are going to trample the Packers. Listen, people will be like, well, you know, that's why they play the game and you never know. We are seeing the Packers literally collapse in front of our eyes. The whole team. It wasn't just Aaron, who Aaron is playing poorly. He was scuffing at, he was missing throws. He was doing poorly and getting hit because the offensive line isn't good. So it is the Bills, it's the Cowboys, it's the Titans, Eagles, and then we have Detroit in there, which is always a toss-up because Detroit's always been terrible, but who knows. So best case scenario, they're 4-8. Titans are going to run the ball all over the Packers. It is going to be terrible. Cowboys are going to do the same thing. And folks, when the Cowboys beat the Packers after Ezekiel Elliott gains 217 yards, we're going to have to look at Mike McCarthy smiling, happy, gleeful. Oh, boy. It's a fucking embarrassment of a season. And I don't know. It's going south really quick. And a meetup with the Bills is not what the doctor ordered. These were the three gimme games. And they fucked them all up. And they played as bad as you can play as a squad. And it doesn't look like it's getting better. So, I asked myself, I said, Matt Mentley, let's go back in time. I like going back sometimes, reflecting on the Packers. I'm a history, I love it, you know. And so let's go back. I don't mind going back sometimes and seeing what's up. So let's, I was born in 81. So some, it's hard for me and younger people to remember the 80s. So let's go through the 80s because it's coming. It's coming back. They would have put in Jordan Love by now. Do you guys know that he's not good? He's can't be good. He can't be good. Okay. 1980, head coach Bart Starr. Results 5-10-1, fifth in the NFC Central, moving along. 81, 8-8. Ooh, Bart Starr's the head coach again, third place, and no playoffs. So they haven't even made the fucking playoffs, apparently. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. It's already been a drought. Apparently the 70s were bad too, but let's focus on when I was born, 1981. So here we go. 8-8. Let's go to 83. Ooh, or sorry, 82. My bad, 82. The weird strike season, which I think let's all just agree never really happened. But if it's on record, so I'll read it, but this does not count. They made the playoffs, okay? They were 5-3-1, and this shitty team, which again was Bart Starr, they made the playoffs, won a wild card, and lost to the Cowboys. But, I mean, come on. So, this doesn't even count. So, okay, think about it where it's like 1982 didn't even fucking happen, right? All right, so 1983, let's take a look. Bart Starr once again, 8-8, 8-8 in 83, wasn't able to continue the magic of the strike season, another mediocre year. And then Bart Starr was fired. Bart Starr was fired after this season, so 84, they bring in Forrest Gregg, and the team goes 8-8, baby. It really is a theme. Again, where it's like the worst place to be in professional sports is in the middle because you don't get to draft that fucking good quarterback who's coming out of college in the top five and you're just good enough to believe you win. So, yeah, it's basically hell. It's sports fandom hell because it's not bad enough to even have fun about. So 84, they're fucking 8-8 again. 85, 8-8. Terrible, terrible. Forrest Gregg has taken over. 86, 4-12. Boom. So it bottom finally drops out there. And the first line of the Wikipedia, the first paragraph is that Mark Lee intercepted Jim McMahon in the second quarter. Green Bay defensive end Charles Martin picked up McMahon, slammed him shoulder first into the turf. Season-ending injury. Oh, God. Well, 4-12, 1986. 87, you ask. Matt, how is 87? I know you're dying to fucking know. Forrest Gregg is still around for some reason in 87. And they fucking go 5-9-1. Ooh, exciting, exciting. Another strike in 87. Another strike, but I guess only one. Oh, they got rid of one game. Forrest Gregg is left after this season. So let's go to 1988. 4-12. Oh, Jesus Christ. Lindy Infante is the coach. 89. 10-6, the Magic Man season. So 89 is the season, folks. They go 10-6. It's like foggy in the mind. I don't know. 9 years old or 8 years old, you guys. What? Where is that in your brain development? I kind of remember it. I remember adults like being so fucking stoked and excited because the Packers might get into the playoffs, which they did not, by the way. They did not make the playoffs at 10-6 in 89 for fucking whatever reason. So it was the best record since 72. And it is the most in any season in the NFL for 1-point victories in a season with four, folks. Wow. So it was this quirky, fun team, apparently. Again, I was young. Four Pro Bowlers, but that is 89. They still have not made the playoffs. I'm not. So in the 80s, no strike season is counted in my mind. They do not make the playoffs any part of the 80s. So think about that. They get this weird 10-6, but no playoffs, right? 1990, so they clean, or no, who's the, it's still Infante, they go 6-10, who gives a fuck. 1991, they go 4-12, so again, they have the weird season, and they fucking just bottom out again, because they're not good, and Don Majkowski, folks, I mean, he was just not good, and couldn't stay on the field, and they weren't that good. So, 92, you know it, that is the Brett Favre year. And we're now into the success, as you know. So they don't make it in 92. But if you go to 93 in the Wikipedes, it was the first time. Where do they have it? Oh, wow. The beginning of the Lambeau Leap in 93. It was a huge year. It's Brett Favre is starting the whole year. They make the playoffs. Nah, fuck. I wish I could find it. But I cannot. Where is it? Oh, God. It was the last time they made the playoffs. Okay, so 93, if you get rid of the fucking strike season, was, I think, 72. I can't fucking find it right now. God damn it. But anyways, so 93. So they didn't make the playoffs for a good fucking, like, 25 years there, folks. So it might be coming back. It might be coming back. And then they get, it's Ron Wolf, it's Mike Holmgren, and it is Brett Favre in 93. And we have fucking, we ride the coattails on that for the next 30 years. So there you go. I wanted to look at the 80s and see how just mediocre, terrible they were, and unlucky to go 10-6 in that 89 season and not make the playoffs. And folks, it's a franchise that is now officially headed in the wrong direction with a cranky old quarterback, and it is dire. So watch the Bills game at your own risk. I would suggest you not, and just skip it and live your life and not watch this crappy team. So there you go. I'm fucking, I got 30 seconds and I'm so, I don't know if it makes me feel better to go back and go through the 80s or if it's like, wow, this could not happen. This downward spiral, especially if you can't find a QB. I mean, that was the thing with the Pack for so long. I mean, maybe on another day, maybe next week, because I'm so bored, we go through old Packer QBs, but all right. Well, you know what to do, folks. There's a lot of information.